Some movie franchises peak too early. The first movie is definitely the best, everybody knows it, and it just all goes downhill from there. But sometimes, the second movie is actually way better than the original. Here's the 10 best examples where the sequel from a fantasy, sci-fi, or horror franchise surpassed the original. Hi there, Jim here, the father of fantasy for the ages, bringing a quick take episode to you today where I'm talking about from fantasy, science fiction, and horror movies, franchises, examples where the second movie was definitely better than the first. It happens more often than you think. I mean, we all talk about the movies that start off strong and then they're just going after the money after that, pumping out weak sequels, but there are some definite cases where it's like the first movie was an experiment. We're just trying to see if we might be onto something, and then they figure it out in movie number two. So I've got some examples to bring here for you today. If you enjoy these, don't forget to tell me. Like the episode, and we'll hope that you subscribe to the channel and hang out with Zach and I here, my son, on all the content that we have all over this channel for you. So these movies, everything that I'm including on this list today, I want you to know I have watched. I have personally vouched for them. I'm not bringing any fluff that comes from other people's ideas and the things that they watched. Nope. I 100% certify that this is 100% true. These are incredible sequels that are way better than the first movie. I'm giving you 10 of them, and they're ranked. Ranked by order of awesomeness. Really paying attention to which ones were clearly the better films when they stack up next to each other, but also I kind of take into account how far they surpass their original. That makes a difference too. All of the movies in my top 10 are specifically from fantasy franchises, science fiction franchises, or horror franchises, but I've got two honorable mentions that just have to be talked about, but they don't fit those categories. What are those? Well, the first one, Rambo, First Blood, Part 2, coming out in 1985. First Blood was a great movie. Sylvester Stallone stars in both of these films. And it's gritty. It's a psychological thing, not just an action movie. It really delves into the psyche of this Vietnam vet who's been very screwed up by his experiences and been on tough times. It's a little slow at times because of that. Well, there were certain features of that movie people absolutely loved, and that's what they pretty much entirely focused on in the second movie. Give us more Rambo. Give us more this guy being mad at the world and going off at everybody with these incredible special ops skills he seems to have. And it's delightful. It still has a plot. It still makes sense. But it's all Rambo in movie two. I was very entertained as a kid when my parents took me to this movie. I was a teenager, but my sister, who was like 5, 6, is sitting right there next to me. There's a scene where a guy gets an arrow right through the head to the trunk of a tree. And I'm like, oh, that was graphic. And I look at my sister and she busts out laughing. I guess she either we needed to worry or she understood the difference between reality and fiction on the screen. Now, she has gone on to be quite a hunter. Okay, the other honorable mention is, I think, the most recent film I'm going to mention here today, and that's Top Gun Maverick from 2022. Now, Top Gun is a nostalgic classic from the 80s, and when I started college, this was the movie everybody was talking about. Everybody had the soundtrack. Everybody loved this movie. But you go back and watch that movie, it's a little cheesy. It's got some good scenes. It still has great music. But overall, Top Gun Maverick, it can't rest on just that cheese now. It had to bring something of more meat, and it did. Plus, the actual flying scenes, the combat scenes, they really went next level compared to what they did in the first movie. The first movie was fine. The second movie's incredible. So those are good examples where the sequel surpasses the original. Let's get to my top 10, though. Again, specifically from sci-fi, fantasy, and horror. Number 10, Blade 2, the 2002 movie. The action sequences in this were amped up incredibly. The first movie, Blade, I have no issue with. I really enjoy it. Of course, based on Marvel Comics back before they were making a lot of Marvel Comics movies. And it really was cool. But that original film gets bogged down a little bit, building Blade's backstory, getting into understanding him as a character and what he struggles with. Well, Blade 2 didn't have to do any of that. It just got to the cool vampire fighting and killing stuff really fast. It made the sequel a lot more enjoyable. Number 9, Toy Story 2 from 1999. Toy Story was amazing. I mean, it's a groundbreaking film. We'd never seen anything like this. Pixar really pulled off the stops, partnering with Disney, I believe, already at that time. Toy Story 2 simply took everything about the first film that we really enjoyed and loved, and then did it better. Still wrapped around a great touching story. It's awesome. Number 8, Dawn of the Dead from 1978. This is George A. Romero's direct sequel to his groundbreaking Night of the Living Dead film from the late 60s. So even though this movie comes out a decade later, it is the direct sequel and even just happening days after the original film. So it's the same zombie apocalypse, although they never use the word zombie. I'm not sure I'm right on that. They never use the word zombie in Night of the Living Dead. I don't think they use that in Dawn of the Dead either. That's something Romero was kind of like, these aren't zombies. These are people inexplicably rising from the dead. He just didn't want to use that word. So we've got the same condition where inexplicably dead people are standing back up and trying to eat other people. But now this movie takes it to a larger scale, involves a larger cast, not just one location, and a bunch of people from disparate situations all end up at a shopping mall of all things, surrounded by zombies trying to survive. Everything's bigger and better here, including the special effects, the gore, courtesy of Tom Savini. Those of you who know horror films, you know that name. Number 7, going way back. This one is The Bride of Frankenstein, 1935. 1931's Frankenstein was the second of Universal Pictures' horror sequence that ran for over 20 years, starting in 31 until, I think, 1956. The Bride of Frankenstein is the direct sequel of Frankenstein, coming out 4 years later, and it found a way for the monster, which we saw die in fire in the first movie, to actually have survived. I mean, we didn't necessarily see his crispy bones. So they write it in there that he actually survived, and then they tell a new story, continuing on with the Frankenstein monster. And continuing on was the director, the same key actors, so we've still got Victor Frankenstein. We've still got the same Boris Karloff playing the monster. You know, the key players are still involved here, so it very much feels like just a continuation of the story. But they based this sequel actually a little more on Mary Shelley's original novel, The Themes, as the monster wants a partner, a life mate, and thus we get The Bride. All around, this is the better movie of the two. Number 6, Evil Dead 2, 1987. So the original Evil Dead, 1981, was a shocking surprise success as a horror comedy because it was produced on a shoestring budget. They had barely any money at all, and they found a way to slap this thing together. And out of nowhere, people loved it. The sequel, sometimes called a requel, basically just replaces the first film. It's basically the same exact script. I mean, it's got new names, characters, except the main character, Ash, played by Bruce Campbell, he comes back for this film too, playing the same exact guy, but everyone around him is different now. The setting is the same, the events that happen are the same, but all the money is better. So you've got a better looking set, you've got better filming, you've got special effects that are up another level, and it was much more successful. Even though the first one was pretty successful, this one just really took off. And thus we have an Evil Dead franchise now. So Evil Dead 2, nobody can argue. It blows the first one out of the water. Number 5. The Dark Knight, 2008. Director Christopher Nolan brought some much-needed grit and darkness to the Batman franchise with 2005's Batman Begins. So that's the official start of his Batman movies. Thus, The Dark Knight is Batman Begins' sequel. And it demonstrated, again, everything that Batman Begins got right, plus Heath Ledger and his incredible performance as the Joker. There were plenty of other powerhouse actors who fill out this movie. Many of them had been in Batman Begins as well, but Heath Ledger. His performance as the Joker was something special, and it actually earned him an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor, though sadly, posthumously. Number 4. Aliens, 1986. The 1979 original was a sci-fi horror film that's just spectacular. Aliens surpasses it, however, because, well, mostly, it leaves the horror element behind, and it just goes all in as an incredible science fiction action adventure. The special effects go up another notch. It takes Sigourney Weaver's character, Ellen Ripley, and turns her into an absolute badass. Coming out 7 years after the original, Aliens is considered one of the absolute best movies of the 1980s. It's a hoot, and it just is better than Alien. And because of it, we got a bunch more in the series. In fact, Alien Romulus is about to come out in a couple of months. I think it's August that movie's coming. So we've still got Alien movies coming out, mostly because of Aliens. Number 3. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, 1982. Okay, this was going to be on the list. For me, it was a question of where on the list. 1979 Star Trek, the motion picture. This was, as I kind of said in the opening, mostly an experiment. Could the Star Trek of the 1960s television show, which had gone on to gain a tremendous following in syndication, reruns after its cancellation, could it transfer to the large screen? Well, it did. And at the same time, it wasn't a very good film. The sequel brings a tremendously better story to the screen, gives us everything we loved about our favorite Star Trek characters, and basically gives actual birth to the movie franchise. Because that first one almost killed it. I mean, it was okay, but it's not that great a movie. But Wrath of Khan? Oh yeah. And you take William Shatner and Ricardo Montalban and put both of their overacting egos up on the screen together? Delightful, man. Delightful. Number 2. Terminator 2 Judgment Day, 1991. 1984's Terminator is a classic of science fiction and action films, don't get me wrong. But Terminator 2 takes the story to the next level. It enhances all the special effects. I mean, that's what the 7-year difference does. And we get the benefit from Arnold Schwarzenegger having better English and better acting skills after 7 years passing. It also adds a subtle humor to the story that really was next to non-existent in the first one. I mean, there's a little humor in Terminator, but Terminator 2 gets the better note, the better tone. T2 is considered actually so good that many put it up there as the best science fiction action film of all time. I don't know, you could argue that, but plenty see it that way. Not to mention one of the best sequels of all time. So why isn't it number 1 on my list? Well, there could only be one number 1 for me, and that's The Empire Strikes Back from 1980. The original Star Wars was an excellent movie. Groundbreaking, gave us something we'd never yet seen before, a space opera of amazing scope and fantastical creation on the screen. So much that was new to us up there that we were just loving came out when I'm just a kid, 7 years old. And I was like, wow. But the sequel, it opens up a far bigger galaxy, a much grander conflict. I mean, after that first movie, the story could have been done. But no, no, no. Look what we have for you now. And we even add plot nuances beyond anything we had previously conceived with that first movie. I mean, throw in those great action sequences and an epic confrontation between Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. No, I am your father. You know, all this stuff that they throw at us. Wow. We're just left a little bit in awe. And for those of us who saw this movie as a youth, when it came out, I was 10 years old. We had to wait 3 freaking years for the sequel to this one. A massive cliffhanger. Is he really his father? What are they talking about? Where is this going? What's going to happen to Han Solo? You know, on and on and on and on. And then Return of the Jedi. Well, it seals the deal pretty darn well. It was an incredible movie, too. There's my list. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you haven't seen some of these movies, I'm shocked. But it's not too late to fix it. You can stream these somewhere. You can stream something everywhere, anywhere these days. So get to it. In fact, I'm going to go rewatch some of these because it's been so much fun to talk about them again. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll talk to you next time.